Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. We're already into Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, and what we had just said is that Rabbi Yochanan holds that a bell that the middle piece, the clapper piece, has been removed from is still Mekabel Tuma, even though it can't be used to make any noise anymore, because it can still be used as a baby bottle. So what you see from Rabbi Yochanan is that a kli that's broken, as long as it could still be used for anything, even if not for its original intended purpose, is still able to be Mekabel Tuma. So the Gemara asks a stira within Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan lo ba yimein malach rishona. Does Rabbi Yochanan not require, in order to retain its status as a kli that's mekabel tuma, that it could still function in a way that's similar to its original purpose, its original function? Vatanya, but we have a brisa that the Torah tells us when it comes to tumas medras hazav. The Torah says v'kol kli asher yeshev alav, that any kli that the zav sits on will become tameh. So the brisa explains the brisa explains yachal kafasa of yashev alav. I might think that even a kli that's not meant to be sat on, and if you just turn over the box, this large box, and you sit on it, so kafa tirkav yashev, or you turn some other kli upside down and you sit on it, yehei tameh, that it should become tameh tumas medris, that it's considered like something that's miyuchad liyeshiva. Tamalomar asher yeshev alav hazav. That's why the pasuk says in a futuristic lashon, in a lashon asid, yeshev alav hazav, misha miyuchad liyeshiva. It's clearly referring to a kli that's meant to be sat on. Yotzeh sha'omrim lo amod v'nasa melachtenu, as opposed to some box that's meant to hold things, and you just happen to flip it over and sit on it, where someone might come over at any moment and say, hey, get up, I need to use that kli to do what it's really meant for, then it's not going to be mekabel tumas medras. So the same is true if you already sat on it, but it was mentally yeshiva, and it was betami tumas medras, and then it became no longer ra'uli yeshiva, the tumas medras would go away. So even though the different pieces of it are still ra'uli malacha, and then rekabel tuma, the tumas medras wouldn't apply anymore, because it's bechal amod v'nasa malachtenu. It's as if we say, get up, we want to use it for its original malacha, and it's no longer ra'uli for that, and therefore it's Torah min ha-medrash. So the Gemara brings machlokas amoraim if such a klal is shayich by tumas meis as well. Reb Lazar omar b'medrasos omrim amod v'nasim lachtenu. We have such a rule of it not being a kli that's makabel tum anymore if a person would tell you to get up because they want to use it for their original thing when it comes to tumas medrash. Ve'ein omrim b'tame meis amod v'nasim lachtenu. We don't say the same rule when it comes to tumas meis, even if it's already been ruined, and you can't say to a guy, get up from your malacha and let's do the original malacha, nor the malacha that's similar to the first malacha, but since it's still ra'ui for any sort of malacha in the world, it still is a shame kli and would still retain its tumas meis status. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, af omer b'tmei meis, amod v'nasa melachtenu. And Rabbi Yochanan says, even by tamei meis, we say such a svara of amod v'nasa melachtenu. If it's not ra'ui for something that's me'ein the malacha rishona, it becomes tahar from its tuma, even though it's still ra'ui for some other malacha. So this is a stira in Rabbi Yochanan to what he said before, that the zug, the bell, is mekabel tuma, because you could use it for something, you could use to feed a baby. That's not me'ein malacha rishona. So says Gemara, what do we do about the stira in Rabbi Yochanan? Epoch kamaisa. You have to switch around the shita, the shitos in the original machlokas, that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says that in the name of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chinina Holvroi Lakishal Gabecheres, that the reason the bell that's missing the inbal is mekabel tuma is because it could still make noise like a bell is supposed to by banging it on a piece of pottery, and it was Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chinina who said that it's only because it can be used to feed a tinok. How do you know to switch around the shitos in that case, in that machlokas about the bell, and not in the second case about the tumas meis? So Hashemim le Rabbi Yochanan debay mein malach rishona, because we know from elsewhere that Rabbi Yochanan holds that it still needs to be able to do something similar to its original malacha. Ditnan, because the Mishnah says in the 14th parak of Kelim, sandal shel behemah shel matechas, that if you have a like a horseshoe type of thing, it's tame, it's makabel tuma. Why lemay chazi? What could it be used for? It's meshamish behema. That shouldn't be a reason to be makabel tuma. So it's machlokas amaroyim. What it could be used for that grants it the status of kabbalas tuma? Amar Rav roi lishtos b'mayim b'melchama. It can be used to drink water during times of war. So it has some human need, and therefore it's makabel tuma. Rabbi Chanina amar roi lasuch bo shemen b'melchama. You could use it to anoint oil on yourself during war. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, the fact that it's able, you're able to drink from it or to anoint oil is not enough to make it a kli to be mekabel tuma, because that's not similar to its ikar malacha, which is meant as a shoe. Rather, the only reason it's mekabel tuma is b'shosh shabo reach min akariv manicho beraglav v'ratz al kotzin v'al barkonin. It's because when a person is running away during the war from people who are attacking him, he might put on this shoe to protect him from thorns and thistles. And since it's something that he could use as a shoe, it's mekabel tuma. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan holds that even when it comes to tumas meis, we say bo v'nasa melachta rishona, and if it's not roi for the melachta rishona, then it's not mekabel tuma. If it's not roi for what it was originally meant for, it's not mekabel tuma. So now the Gemara discusses that where we have a chiluk between the different reasons. My bein Rav l'Rabbi Chanina. What would be the difference between the reason that Rav gave and the reason that Rabbi Chanina gave? Right, Rav said the reason this like horseshoe is mekabel tuma is because you can use it to drink water. Rabbi Chanina said you could use it to anoint oil. What difference does it make? If it's too dirty to use for drinking, would it still be mekabel tuma? So if you hold that it's about anointing oil, then yes. If you hold that it's about drinking water, then no. Bein Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chanina ikibinayu tiyakir, and the nafkamina between Rabbi Chanina, who said that it has to be usable enough for oil, and Rabbi Yochanan said it has to be usable enough for a shoe, is if it's very heavy. That according to Rabbi Yochanan, you wouldn't want to put on like lead shoes in order to run away from war, so that would not be considered a proper human use of it. Whereas according to Rabbi Chanina, it could still be used lasuch ba'as hashemen. Then the Mishnah said v'lo bi ir shel zav, that a woman is not allowed to go out into the Rishus Rabbim with a piece of jewelry called an ir shel zav. Might be ir shel zav. What does that mean exactly? Rabba bar bar chana om Rabbi Yochanan Yerushalayim de dahava. It's a golden ornament that's made as in the tzura of Yerushalayim, and she attaches it to her begadim right across from her lathe. And happens to be Rabbi Akiva made such a similar piece of jewelry for his own wife. So Gemara brings that there's machlokas tanoim about going out with such a thing on Shabbos. Tan Rabbanan lo teite yisho b'yir shel zav v'im yatsa chayev eschatos tiv Remeir. Remeir says she's not allowed to go out with it, and if she does, she's chayev chatos. V'chamram lo teite v'im yatsa p'tura. She's not allowed to go out with it, and if she does, she's potter. Rabbi Lazar Amar yotsa yisho b'yir shel zav l'chachila, that she's even l'chachila allowed to go out with it. So b'may kamifli, what is this machlokas about? Remeir sav. The Rameir holds that it's simply a masui, and it's not made as a tachshit, it's just made to show off your wealth, and since it's a masui, it's an iser Torah, and you're chayev chatos when you carry it outside. Rabbanan Savri tachshitu, it's not a masui, it's an ornament. And therefore, midoraisa it's mutter. It's just that the chacham where goes there that dilma shalva mechavile that you might take it, she might take it off and show it off to her friends. Va'asya la asuye, she'll come to carry it for amos in Rosh Hashanah, and that's why you're not allowed to go out with it on a drabbanon level. But not that you're not going to be chayiv chatos for that. Rabbi Lazar Savar man darka lemepak bir shel zav isha chashuva. He says I'm not worried that she's going to take it off and show it to her friends. Who's the type of woman that wears an ir shel zav in the first place? It's only an isha chashuva. V'isha chashuva lo mishalfa mechavya. It's very classless for a person to take off their jewelry and start showing it off to their friends in public. That is not the behavior of an isha chashuva. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we will pick up next time from there, from Kalila on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis.